And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa back in the studio after his journeyman trip down in Puerto Vallarta, as well as the big San Diego Bay Bass Tournament. And in the studio today, a great guest, Captain Ken Franke from Sport Fishing Association of California. Going to be a great show. And today, we're going to know who the winner of that trip to Cedros Adventures is. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you love to cast surface iron and other jigs, plus fish the Shimano Waxwing, there has never been a reel that was made for the job until now. Shimano is proud to introduce Tranx, the dream reel for casting and retrieving lures, smoothness, castability, and powerful gears. Tranx has it all, plus the Shimano X-Ship feature for superior smoothness, increased power, and phenomenal gear life. Match all this up with 25 pounds of max drag and the game is over. Tranx has a low-profile design for ergonomic comfort and the variable brake system. Super free spool and level wind will allow you more consistent casting, unbelievable distance and line management. No more line piling up on one side on your retrieve. Tranx can actually make a better jig fisherman out of you. Stop by your local Shimano dealer to see it for yourself. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Experience Tranx on a Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar or the next casting contest.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I'm so stoked that I got here with one day to at least put my name in for that big contest.
Yeah, for sure. No, you're not eligible. Sorry. Sorry. But welcome back, Rock Cod Rick.
Great
glad
to be back,
you're
bro.
Back indeed. And great to have Captain Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California.
No doubt.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Ken?
Great. You guys have been working hard.
Keeping us busy.
Yeah. A lot of issues, both this side of the border as well as the other side of the border.
But it's all good.
It's
all good. We're working through everything.
That's what you guys do. You do a great job.
An amazing team.
Yeah, we do. We're growing.
Elena and Kenya and you, I mean, what a team. You've got Ken's Angels in the sack office.
Oh, no, it's been challenging these days, but it's all good, and we're growing, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it.
Yeah, so what are the issues? What are some of the things you're working for?
Well, most of the stuff, we'll start north of the border, is dealing with things like bluefin tuna, being permitted to fillet tuna in U.S. waters, working through that whole process because there was an issue that came forward that was going to potentially prevent us from, you know, the public and, you know, sport boats at all from filleting their fish.
Are we okay on that now?
We're okay on that.
Okay.
We had Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez and his crew teamed up, and we had NOAA, Department of Fish and Wildlife, everybody standing there on the back deck, and we came up with a process that we think will make everybody happy so they can identify yellowfin versus bluefin, et cetera. And that'll come out in the regulations here pretty quick.
And just real quick, that was the reason that they wanted a change, was because obviously now there's a regulation on bluefin, and they need to be able to see the difference in a fillet bag, what is one and what is the other.
Yeah, and,
so how are we going to do that? How are we going to identify?
I just want to say real quick, because the downside was you're not going to get to fillet anything.
And yeah.
It's not like you guys did this because you wanted to. It was one, you're not going to get to fillet a thing, or let's come up with a solution that allows us to.
Yeah, and one thing I want to say is it's important to know that the regulations aren't out yet.
Okay.
So I get buried with phone calls, what's the limit on bluefin tuna? In California right now it's still 10. But we're going through a process in the federal government, and once NOAA makes the final announcement, then it'll become regulations, and then we'll put that out, and they will put it out as quickly as we can. We'll let your show know as quickly as we can. But the new fillet process is relatively simple. You're permitted to loin the fish, which most people know, but you got to leave the skin on so they can see all the skin.
Okay.
And this isn't a bad thing. They want the belly meat included with the pelvic fins so that they can see the actual fins, which especially with
the belly meat with the pelvic fin.
Right.
Okay.
And as well as the collar. So what we're doing is we're putting together a video, and we're going to have that up on the SAC website. We're going to give it to just about everybody we can find that's willing to host it. We have a pamphlet that we're putting together and a handout, and we're working with the state and the feds on that as well as soon as the final regulations come out.
Is that just tuna?
Yeah, it's just highly migratory species. So bluefin and yellowfin, which are the two really at issue, albacore. We're working on an issue with skipjack to try to make that one a little bit easier.
Okay.
But everything will be filleted the same way, marked the same way. The regulators will board the boat, and it should be relatively easy to identify the different species.
Whole loins in, loins kept together?
Yeah, loins kept basically one bag, one fish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Boats are going to have to get bigger bags.
Well, we have them.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just what it comes down to at the end is doing the right thing, and that way everybody's on the same even playing field. And I have to say, NOAA and the state, they've been standing shoulder to shoulder with us, working real cooperatively as we go through these different things. And that's a good thing.
So that's just an opening act of an example of what Sport Fishing Association of California does behind the scenes. You know, a lot of people weren't even aware that there was an issue. And if you weren't there, it would be no filleting on the boat.
Exactly.
In U.S. waters.
Yep, that's pretty much the deal.
Wow. I mean, think about that. I mean, that would be most challenging.
Yep, south of the border. We're very involved with Mexico. And one of the things we've done is the board of directors for the fleet, we've expanded. Hotels, marinas, and sport fishermen in Mexico can now join SAC. And we have members in Mazatlan, Cabo San Lucas, San Ignacio, Ensenada. Even the Corral, our favorite place in Ensenada, they're
spot.
In SAC now. And the idea being we want to be able to go and test the waters and see what are the cool places to go to and recommend to the public and our members, you know, hey, this is a great place to go to if you've never been there before. Bringing them business, which is a good thing.
Right.
And, so it's working out pretty well.
Yeah, and an example is that we work together with Mexico and Mexico Tourism companies. And, for example, the trip we're giving away today, Cedros Adventures. It's an all-Mexico company owned by a Mexican, and everything's run out of Mexico. And we're happy to promote and partner with the Mexican people as well as the Mexican companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And relations with CONAPESCA and the other government offices are real well these days. And, well, as a matter of fact, we're going to be having your show in Mazatlan, Cabo and Ensenada this year, so
that's
we're looking
right.
forward to that.
We've been working hard toward that, and the Sport Fishing Association of California directors approved that. And so coming this summer and or spring and fall, we're going to be doing three different broadcasts in the in those beautiful zones there.
That's cool.
So it's going to be exciting.
Give everybody some good new turf to go check out.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So Mexico. A lot of people have questions about our relations with Mexico. How would you relate our relations with Mexico today versus from a fishing standpoint with what they were 10 years ago?
Improving substantially.
Okay, great.
I can talk just from our personal perspective. We've met with a Mexican ambassador. As interesting as this is, the mayor of San Diego, the president of the Port of San Diego, all those folks are heavily involved in sport fishing now. They didn't used to be.
Right. Thanks a lot to our friend Scott, Councilman
Scott Sherman,
and also the mayor too.
Yep. Kevin Fountner's right there.
And the port commissioner, the whole
absolutely
program
Duncan Hunter, Senator Feinstein. Sport fishing
even Senator Feinstein.
Things are sport fishing is very high profile. They've realized the value of the recreational sport fishing.
Wow.
So so that's all good.
Fantastic.
So as we're working in Mexico, we're starting to work on those things that are important to the Mexican people as well, so that they will want to roll out that red carpet to both our public and the commercial passenger boats in Mexico. So I know Dart Fletcher just spent last week in Ensenada passing out food to the poor.
Yes.
And those
fish
were
across the border.
Fish across the border, and those were all cans of tuna that were donated from our fleet. I think they gave out like 900 bags of food and about 1,000 blankets and for the 22nd year in a row.
Yeah,
and
cool.
That was something Dart started a long time ago. So I have to say the tone of things is cooperative, and it's a very, very positive experience. So this year we've been presented, plaques from the Mexican Navy, from different organizations in Mexico, basically acknowledging that we're now considered their partners. That's kind of a cool thing.
That's pretty cool. Let's bring it back across the border to our side and talk about bluefin for a second. This is a federal deal. Do you ever see it going back the other way?
Yeah, I do. Process-wise, they're going through the Northwest Center right now in Washington. It's going through a process. Pacific Council made their recommendation. It goes to NIMS for final rulemaking. Then it gets rolled out. Well, this was all completely based on a stock assessment. So when the next stock assessment comes out, which behind the scenes, we are urging NOAA to come up with a stock assessment that includes more information from the Eastern Pacific versus Japan. So I don't want to get down too far in the weeds on it, but most of that last stock assessment was about stuff from 9,000 miles from here. So we really want to get a new stock assessment. We have volunteered to have our crews on the boats measure the fish, to do tagging projects, to do aircraft surveys. So we're hopeful that if we can do that, then the true picture of what's going on out here locally will be considered, and then we can go back to the council and say, that was then, this is now. Here, based on the new information, we recommend that the recreational angler be permitted to increase to, 3, 4, 5 fish, whatever the number is. So, but there's a lot of moving parts here because you have IATTC with their Mexican and Japanese counterparts each trying to manage stuff.
IATTC being the Inter-American
Tropical Tuna Commission. They're who make the international rules. But right now they've agreed to let recreational fishing be managed by each individual country. So if the basis of this whole thing was that they reduced by 37% what the commercials could catch, that's how they did it to us as well, based on catch records, Well, then when it gets increased, which we, I believe it will, then we're going to go back and say, hey, we'd like the opportunity to catch more.
Yeah.
When do we go into the 2 bluefin per day in the waters?
You know, I'm going to speculate. It's going to be as fast as the nymphs people can. They still have to do some final work. Probably 2 months.
2 more months.
Yeah.
So we still have 2 more months to catch bluefin tuna up to 10, right?
There you go.
Yeah. There will be.
It is January and we're still catching bluefin tuna. I just want to note that.
Oh, trust me. I was on the phone with Noah last week making sure that they knew.
Yeah.
I said,
still
you know? You know?
That's
so, I see on things on that front on a bright future. And, you know, especially we're going to have crew members learning how to appropriately measure all the different bluefin tuna. Which you're gonna, it's an important factor in what you're allowed to catch ultimately. But, we're an all new turf. Just about everything that we do now is, stuff we've never done before. I think it's progressive now.
Fantastic.
Well, I want to say again, I want to reiterate what Pete said, and I want to thank you from me and on behalf of everybody else too, is you guys don't so rarely get to deal with things that are fun. You're always reacting to issues that come up and working your butts off on behalf of us as anglers. You know, I mean, just like you said, you saved being able to fillet and being able to catch bluefin at all. And if you guys weren't there, all these things would go to zero. And it's tough, you know, when you're working on something that is a, you know, you're starting with a problem and making it better. And that's not an easy thing to keep your head up every day when that's what you deal with. And so at least on behalf of me, and I know a lot of us fishermen out there, I want to thank you again because it's not an easy gig.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Think about that. Every day your job is trying to make something better that was a tough blow, you know.
Yeah, no.
I appreciate it. And one thing you need to know, behind the scenes for the public, you know, we have a board of directors of men and women from Santa Barbara to San Diego. They drive the train. We implement the policy that they drive, and we have a great board of directors. And
Frank, who are the board of directors? They're boat
owners,
boat owners, and landing owners. Don Hansen is the vice president. Buzz Brizendine is the treasurer. We have
these are guys within the industry.
Landing owners. We have Donna Kalis. We have Mike Hansen. Frank Ersetti from up north, he runs a boat, he's on there. Frank Lopresti, Tim Green, who's a half day guy, and Tim Ekstrom, long range. It's like a broad spectrum of people, and they make really good decisions, but paramount these days is doing the right thing.
Yep.
And, I have to say categorically the decisions, the right thing is very clear when we have those meetings, and we're moving forward because of it.
That's
so
awesome.
On our website, you know, there's a lot of things for the private boaters, especially on there. You know, all the new rules, regulations, Mexico stuff, etc.
Get your FMMs on there.
FMMs, all that. But the important thing is that's our connection to the public, and I want to put it out there. We want to be a resource. If anybody, even if you're not going on a sport boat, has a question, call the office. We're there to help, and we never turn anybody away. And you know, we have people come into the office, and we sit down with them. If they need a Mexican fishing license, we teach them how to do it. It's, you know, we really want to provide that extra high level service. We want them to come visit our sport fishing fleet and say that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great experience. So, what is the website?
Yeah, it's californiasportfishing.org.
CaliforniaSportFishing.org.
Yep.
Great website, great resource for all kinds of different things, so utilize it.
No, absolutely. We have every, you know, no matter what harbor you're visiting, if you go there, you can click on it. It'll show you the names of the boats, the landings, where to visit. It's just a really one-stop shopping tool. All the government agencies now point people to it because it's got, you know, when you go to Mexico, going to the Coronado Islands, fish yellowtail, it's got your importation document to come back, claiming your fish. You got your FMM there, your fishing license there. It's just one-stop shopping.
Oh, okay, back up for a second. A lot of our listeners do know this, but some may not. You fish in a foreign country, and especially right now when rockfish season is closed in California waters, and you take rockfish, yellowtail, you have to have an importation permit filled out, not permit, but a form filled out before you come back into the U.S., right?
Yeah, you basically, when you cross the border, because it's closed in the U.S., especially right now for rockfish, you fill out the form. And on the website, it's got simple instructions where you turn in the form, but then you're totally legal. Fish and game wardens pull up on you. You go, hey, here's my form. And they go, okay, thank you.
What happens if you are in possession of rockfish and fish and game stops you at in the harbor, at the launch ramp, whatever?
If you don't have one of those?
If you don't have your form filled out.
And
you have a Mexican fishing license.
Well, you know something, the wardens, we talk to them frequently about it. They're gonna do an investigation. You know, I can't speak for them, but I would assume they're gonna do an investigation, and it's up to the discretion of the warden with the circumstances how they're gonna handle it. Sometimes with tourists, they just don't know. They're from Arizona visiting for the weekend. They thought they did everything right. You know, they may let them off with a warning, but if they see somebody that has a boatload of rockfish and they fish every week and they saw them the week before, they might do it differently.
Yeah.
Give them a court date.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Cite them.
Yeah, the wardens have the discretion to, you know.
So just fill it out. It's easy.
It's too easy not to.
I keep an envelope on my boat with all the forms in it, so that if by chance we're in there, we go, just fill it out. Sitting there, right there, it's easy to do.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Yeah, just go to our website, click on it, and there you go. I mean, it's 5-minute deal.
And the amount of time it took you to do that, I just pulled the website up. It's under the U.S.-Mexican Fishing Regulations, and literally, as you said, everything is there. There's a tab for fishing licenses, to obtain FMMs, to obtain the importation documents, to get that declaration form. It's super easy to use. Way too easy not to.
And if somebody has a question, call our office. We will be more than happy to help. I meet regular with the Mexican Consul General. We talk about all this kind of stuff, and we go down and we meet with the Mexican Navy. Everybody categorically wants things to go smooth.
Yeah.
So Mexico's working hard at restoring tourism. The only way you can do it is if there's a lot of positive stories out there. So they're acutely aware of, we want to make all these processes succeed.
Yeah, fantastic. Awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Ken's a wealth of knowledge, as well as... he also owns the Outer Limits and out of Sea Forest Sport Fishing. He's a sport fishing captain himself, too.
We certainly haven't even got to all the great fishing that Ken was a part of this year, with the great fishing on the Outer Limits, and they were the king of the exotics this year. It was a fun year and fun fishing, and we have a great show, and we want you to be a part of it this morning. If you want to get through, it is going to be a very busy morning, and there's two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local line. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And as most of you already know, and for those of you that don't, today an unbelievable prize is going to be given away on Let's Talk Hookup. Heard from the boys yesterday, a trip to go fishing aboard Cedros Adventures. The entire trip, it's valued at $1,650, and it's going to one lucky caller from either today or yesterday's show. Everybody's been pooled together, and one lucky person is going to go on that unbelievable trip. Of course, it's a one entry per person, please. So if you got your shot in yesterday, you're certainly welcome to call and ask a question again, but everybody's going to get one shot from yesterday and today. Somebody is going on a Cedros Adventures trip. How cool is that?
Unbelievable. Fantastic.
I know. Thanks again so much to the boys for doing that great show yesterday. We got to listen to it on the water and lots of fun. And hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great information with Captain Ken Franke. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Ultimate one-stop shop for everything you need for a great day on the water is Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Dana Landing has the best in six-pack fishing, featuring several boats, including the new Double Down, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with legendary sandwiches, salads, and more, plus all the ice and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for everything you need for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to giving great advice and sharing their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is at the end of the 67th Freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside. And Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Don't miss the 2014 San Diego Sun Road Boat Show at the Sun Road Resort Marina today. It's bigger and better, featuring in-water displays of more than 130 new and pre-cruise sail and power boats. The family can enjoy exhibits for every age, free boat rides, seminars, music, and ample parking. It's a great time to enjoy a day on the bay. Also, find out about great show specials on slips at Sun Road Marina. For more information and discounts, visit BigBayBoatShow.com. That's BigBayBoatShow.com.
Good morning. This is Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. The East Cape 214 season has wound down, and now's the time to start planning a fishing vacation for 2015. My twin-engine cruisers provide unparalleled service and the finest equipment with all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and state-of-the-art Simrad electronics. For information on packages, a weekly fish report, two live webcams, and much more, check out TeamGenren.com. We will provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations.
When customers return, you must be doing it right. At least, that is what we believe on Royal Star. This is Captain Tim Ekstrom. My partners, Randy Toussaint, Brian Sims, and I will not only take you to the finest fishing destinations, but we deliver the highest quality RSW product, pioneering the finest fresh fish storage system in the San Diego Long Range fleet. Royal Star has a limited number of openings on our year-round schedule, with most anglers returning year after year. If you want to fish with the best, make your reservation now on Royal Star. Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764. We look forward to fishing with you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed up. You think anybody wants to go Sedros Adventures?
I know I do, so
yeah,
I guarantee everybody
sure.
else does too.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it. Well, how about we start it off this morning with Dick, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Dick, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Dick.
Great information on virtually everything north and south of the border. Rick,
yo.
I'm very interested in your experience down on Journeyman, and specifically, I'm interested in how targeting big yellowfin on Journeyman out of Puerto Vallarta differs from, say, a long-range boat out of San Diego that would go down and fish Guadalupe, and you know how you go about it, and the gear you use, and who provides the gear.
Well, those are great questions, Dick, and we definitely miss you down there. Aboard the trip was your brother, I know, and his two sons, Luke, your brother, and then Ryan and Nick there, and we had a blast. It was an unbelievably cool trip. You know, Pete described it when he got back, and sometimes it's hard for something to live up to the expectations when somebody tells you what a great time they had, and I would say it didn't live up to it, but it surpassed it. The boat was unbelievable. I mean,
the Journeyman's an amazing deal.
It's an opportunity that you kind of don't really get. You know, I mean, you're fishing on a multi-million dollar yacht. You know, I mean, and
it's pristine. Everything's perfect.
That's what we kept saying. It's yacht quality. I mean, it's perfect. There are no scuffs, there are no dents, there are no dings. It's perfect, you know, and in a, you know, unlike anything else, it's just a unique experience. And
the tackle's totally perfect. Right?
I'm a tackle guy, and that's what I do. I work in a shop, and I really enjoy that, and that's one of my favorite things. And I brought nothing. I mean, I literally didn't bring a rod, I didn't bring a reel. The gear is as good as they come. A lot of the rods were built out of Fisherman's Landing tackle, you know, custom rear. It's all Shimano Tiagras, it's custom-made rail rods with rail grips. I would say the fishing is similar to, yet definitely different than what you would expect on a long-range trip. The gear is identical. You know, the gear is long-range style tackle. It's longer rod set up for rail and shorter rod set up for fishing a harness. They provide both. If you're a guy that knows what you want, they have both available, short bent butts. They have belts and harnesses on the boat. Like, you bring nothing.
You bring a backpack with flip-flops and board shorts and T-shirts.
Yeah. The crew, Russell and Danny and Mitchell and...
We had Sean in the galley, who I don't know if you
had, who was unbelievable.
You know, yeah, former long-range chef. I mean, that kind of quality food, and it was incredible. It's live bait fishing, just like we do at home. You know, they've got a bait source that is a constant down there. They have live caballitos. You know, we got on the boat with 500 live caballitos ready to go. They make squid. I would say the fishing for a new beginner is probably a little bit easier. It's a lot of bites. You know, you do two things. You fish a fly line caballito just like you would on the deck of a long range boat. And then a lot of their bites also come from, they call them plunker rigs, but it's a sinker style rig where the sinker is rubber banded or attached to your line. Those are fished in a rod holder while you're fishing your fly line bite. So occasionally you get bit in the fly line, you hook your fish, you wind it in, or
fish the kite,
or the clicker goes off, or there's a kite going all the time.
Yeah,
it's incredible fishing.
It's a great opportunity for those that don't have a lot of time to get a brief experience about big yellowfin tuna fishing. It doesn't replace long range fishing,
and it definitely is different.
Advantage of long range fishing is you go where you want, when you want, and you have the time on the water. But it is, you want a little sample, and you want to go check out a cool place and be aboard an amazing boat. Journeyman is
it is, yeah. I mean, I brought no gear. I was back and forth in way less than a week. I mean,
yeah. Nonstop flights out of San Diego. There's nonstop flights out of Tijuana. There's nonstop flights out of Los Angeles right into Puerto Vallarta.
It's 2.5 hours from San Diego. When your plane lands, Russell is already at the airport waiting to pick you up. He picks you up. You drive into town. You get some beer. You get some tacos. You hop on a beautiful boat. You drive that night. You fish the next morning all day, morning to dark. You fish the following day, morning to dark. Then in the dark, the boat drives home. You hop off the boat. You fly. You fly home.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable experience, Dick. And I hope we're able to get to have you on board next year.
Get on it. And if you want to get on it, I've posted the new dates for next year. Sunday, our trip in December is already sold out. So Ricky's trip in January next year is Sunday, January 10th through Wednesday, January 13th, $17.75. They included the tackle rental this year. And so it went up $100 this year, but that was basically to cover the tackle rental because they charge $100 for tackle rental because they go through a lot of fluorocarbon and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So if you want a spot, there's only 5 spots, and they go very – I think the trip in December, once I posted it, sold out in a day. So you better get on it. Just go on our website, hookup1090.com. Check out the trips page. On the very bottom, you'll see Journeyman Sport Fishing Puerto Vallarta Giant Tuna Trip 2. Get on it, and we'll talk more about Ricky's trip in a minute. But we've got to talk some local fishing here with Captain Aaron from the Shogun. Good morning, Captain Aaron.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's great. Really good.
You're on a 2.5 day aboard the Shogun right now, right?
We are, and for January fishing, it's pretty darn phenomenal. We've had grease calm weather and biting yellowtail. We had 85 big yellows yesterday to go with our reds and lings, and didn't start biting until about 9, 10 o'clock yesterday morning, but it's already biting this morning. We got about 20 yellows on deck, and we keep 1 to 3 going. Grease calm, warm weather, so pretty phenomenal fishing for January.
Yeah, no kidding. So what's the hot ticket if you're coming down on one of those trips down to the Colonnet area? What's a hot ticket? Is it yo-yo, dropper loop? What do you recommend?
Probably 50-50 yesterday. Dropper loop, you know, 12, 16-ounce sinkers and a sardine. And the yo-yo, you know, 6Xs, 6X juniors, and something with white in it. Seems like we got a little bit on everything. Dorado pattern, scrambled egg, blue and white. So a little bit of both. And, yeah, it's just awesome, awesome fish. And the grade of fish is just incredible. You know, most of the fish are 18 to 25 pounds. You get a few bigger, a few smaller, but beautiful grade of fish.
Man.
So we do have another trip leaving Friday, February 6th from Fisherman's Landing at 4 p.m. And there's plenty of fish around. This is the most fish I've ever seen at Colonnet in the, you know, 10, 12 years I've been coming down here. Usually there's one ball of fish on the shallow, but there's fish all over the place, up and down the bank, out where you'd fish rockfish. We were catching yellowtail while we were fishing reds, and it's a lot of fish around, and there's no reason for it to go anywhere. The water is still 64 degrees down here in
that's
blue.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Where normally it would be like in the mid-50s, right, this time of the year?
Yeah, normally the water would be, you know, clean green at about 58 degrees, but it's beautiful offshore blue water and 64 degrees.
That's unreal.
So you'd expect to see some tuna around. It's pretty phenomenal.
So that next trip, is it another 2.5 day trip on the Shogun?
Yes, another 2.5 day, leaving February 6th, and I believe that one is sponsored by Bait Wrap, so I'm sure they're going to have some giveaways for you guys, some custom jigs and stuff like that. So, yeah, February 6th, 4 p.m. from Fisherman's Landing. Give us a call, 619-226-8030. And it's booking up fast, so it's good fishing. Like I said, there's plenty of fish here, and there's no reason for it to go anywhere with this beautiful water we have and beautiful weather coming up.
Yeah, so you would book that through Lopresidon Sportfishing. Can you book it online, too?
Yes, you can also book it online at ShogunSportFishing.com. Just click on the schedule, and you can book right there online.
Wow, fantastic.
Awesome, man.
That sounds great. Well, Aaron from the Shogun, get on that trip, because the Shogun normally... part of the long-range fleet in San Diego. It's a wonderful boat. It's a great experience. And to have an opportunity to go down and fish the local waters or even down in the local Mexican waters on a 2.5 day on the Shogun, that's a rare opportunity.
Very cool.
Jump aboard and get aboard the Shogun. Thanks, Aaron. Great to hear from you.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one. We'll keep getting them for you.
Yeah,
thanks, Aaron.
Please do. Good luck. We wish we were there, right?
No doubt, dude.
Man,
that's
does
awesome.
That sound like fun?
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, great flat, calm weather. What is going on here, man?
It's oceanographic. Honestly, you know, I've been running a boat over 30 years. I've honestly never seen it this good at this time of year along our local coast ever.
Yeah.
I ran my boat up to Del Mar a few weeks ago, and I was pretty much blown away catching 25-pound yellowtail sitting there at the lifeguard tower. It was like, wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's just something.
Yeah.
It's the whole coast is alive. It's great.
Yeah. Gotta love it, for sure. Year-round fishing here in Southern
California.
Don't
snooze and sit at home right now.
No, don't put your rods away. It's not just for rockfish anymore, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are just that. They're packed up. We're going to jump back in and talk to Wayne, who's called us from Huntington this morning. Wayne, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always, man.
Thanks, Wayne.
You.
I've got a question about Cedros, but first I wanted to thank Captain Ken for all the work they're doing on both sides of the border. I mean, fantastic work keeping us fishing and keeping our limits, you know, reasonable, where the fishery's still going to be healthy, but everybody's still bringing home plenty of fish.
Well, thanks for the kind words. We appreciate the support.
I was wondering, on the Cedros, how do we bring our fish back? Do we bring our own ice chest down? Do we get to fillet them there, freeze them, and then bring them home, or do we have to bring them home whole?
No, they actually fillet for you down there, and they freeze them, and then they put them in a soft cooler on the plane to cover weight. You leave your cooler in your car, and then when you get back to wherever your drop-off point is, whether it be in San Diego or Los Angeles or Orange County, you just go grab your cooler out of your car, transfer the fish from their cooler into your cooler, and there you go.
Oh, man, sounds fantastic.
Yeah, they do the whole thing for you, and they do a really very good job.
That's another thing that always impressed me about the Cedros operation down there was that, you know, when you're fishing a lot of times in some of the different areas in Mexico, ice can be an issue. And I always felt that those guys did a really good job about putting appropriate amounts of ice on the boat, both block ice and crushed ice.
Yeah.
They were doing the best job they could to keep your fish cool. And on days when you would have those really big yellowtail days, when maybe you'd go out in the morning and you had very good fish, and maybe you're lucky enough to catch limits, whatever, a lot of times they would just kind of, you know, think, hey, you know, we're not far from home. Rather than have these fish on ice all day, let's just go get them in and get them, you know, get them colder, get them processed. A lot of times we would catch fish if we weren't too far from Cedros Adventures base. We would just run right back into the harbor, offload the yellow before we went out and
yeah,
fished out
there
the
was somebody waiting for you, and then you just go right back out and catch again.
Yeah, I think they did about as good a job as they could as far as keeping your fish in prime condition.
Yeah, for sure. And I tell you what, Jeff and Rich were daily yesterday at the Bay Bass tournament with people signing up for trips. So wouldn't wait too long.
No,
I know they signed up several people on our July trip's already full. Our September trip is already almost full. So don't wait too long.
Well, I'm sure you talked about yesterday. Now there's finally a good source where you can get good information, and you know it's back to the good old days where when you got questions, you're going to be able to talk to Jeff. And these are guys that have been there for years and years and know the ins and outs. It's
they
awesome.
Took us the first time we went.
Ever.
Yeah. Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to John calling from West Hills. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. First off, I want to say thanks to Ken for all that he does for everyone that loves the fish here.
Appreciate it.
And second,
if you can kind of talk about, I know stuff over the radio, but the new fillet regulations. I'm a private boater, and I don't want to be, I'd like to cut some fish on board, but I don't want to break any laws or anything. Could you kind of go into detail or as much as you can about the new fillet process for tuna?
Yeah, basically it's loining the fish, you know, four loins to a fish, leaving all the skin on, and then having a belly meat piece and a collar piece. And what we're going to do...
One belly meat piece and one collar piece.
Correct, okay. Correct. So what we're going to do, we were on the phone yesterday with both NIMFS and the state. We're going to have a training video. We're going to have at the Fred Hall handouts, some displays there. And then on our website, and I'm sure NIMFS and the state are going to probably do the same thing, we've put together a single training video on how to fillet your fish right. And so, yeah, there's going to be
that on the sack.
There's going to be a lot of information roll out before we get going on the season once the regulations come out. We have the material done. It's in the office ready to go. We have to wait till the regulations come out legally before we can put this out to the public.
The easiest way to solve it, though, would be to just bring your fish in whole and drop it off at Fisherman's Processing. You know? Come back an hour later when you get the boat out of the water or cleaned up and pick up your fillets and all vacuum pack and perfectly done.
Yeah, it just varies where you are, but we'll get those regs out. The one we're working on right now also is sheephead. Because it's illegal to fillet a sheephead on the water, and
it is.
Yeah, we're in the process of working with the state to come up with some
illegal to fillet a sheephead on the water.
Yeah,
so you have to bring it back whole.
Correct.
That seems like such the easy. You would think that particular fish would be the opposite. Like that would be the most.
We just need a legal fillet length.
Yeah.
That's all. It's right. A process. So I think it was just an oversight.
Is there a legal size to a sheephead?
Gosh, I don't want to misquote or anything. I want to say it's about 12 inches.
I didn't even.
But I'd have to look on their website.
Yeah.
I haven't caught a sheephead in a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what they need to do though is just have the length commensurate with the overall length. So we need the fillet length. So we're working on that one to get that one out. That one and Cabazon both.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, we got a lot of Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. Lots of great information. We got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Cookup, Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
Time to talk about great products from Shimano. And, you know, with the Bay Bass Tournament yesterday, a lot of guys had Corrado, Shimano Corrado in their hands, right?
I don't think that there was a reel that's more comfortable to fish in that scenario, whether it be Calico Bass, Sand Bass, Spotted Bay Bass, and Corrado. Lots of options, too. I'm still the biggest fan of that Corrado 300. 300 and the 300EEJ, the E and the EJ. They're perfect. Fit in your hand, big line capacity, the most line capacity out of a low-profile reel that Shimano offers. Fits in your
perfect
hand
for that long lining technique.
It's perfect. It has lots of power, so when you have a lot of line off your reel, you're still able to get the torque. Has a variable brake system. When that thing is dialed in, it's darn near. You almost have to work to backlash.
Yeah.
They're such smooth and comfortable reels. I love them.
Yeah, the variable brake system on all the Shimano low profile or even the round reels is just such an asset.
Yeah,
it's incredible. And basically, you can dial in to your technique on how to cast that reel.
Your technique level, your skill level, the weight of the bass, and they make it so easy to adjust that it's a great tool.
Yeah, there you go. The Shimano Corrado at your local Shimano dealer.
A new veteran-owned business that makes one of your go-to pieces of tackle even better. EngravedCedarPlugs.com provides custom engraved cedar plugs of all sizes for gifts, promotional items, advertising, awards, or just your lucky custom lure. They can engrave anything. That's EngravedCedarPlugs.com. Check them out. EngravedCedarPlugs.com.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spear fishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got to catch port today, sponsored apart by Fisherman's Processing. Get the finest fish processing while you wade from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. It's time to pre-book your processing orders before you go on your long range trip. By doing so, you'll be the first up to have your fish processed and ready to go very soon after your trip lands. Just call Sean or Rosie to pre-book your processing order now. It's not too late. It's never too early. You could be going next year and be like, hey, you know what, Rosie, I'm going on the Royal Polaris and, you know, on my annual trip, I want to be the first in line, and you're going to get that done. Very cool. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details.
All right, let's start with Captain Clowers. Captain Al Clowers, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, I'm on my cell phone. I don't know if you guys can hear me very well, but
loud and clear, Al.
Right on, I'm on the way out to the islands, and we got some 63-degree water, nice, beautiful, flat calm, a little bit of a ground swell, and looking for some yellowtail and some rock cod, but fishing's been good. You know, the yellowtail been up and down the coast today. Hopefully we can find a few. You know, I want to give a big shout-out to Rick yesterday. He did a good job in that bay bass tournament. It's always hard to call into the show after you got your butt kicked, but it's all good, you know. That's fishing.
Well, we had a great time, Alan. Yeah, that was about as tough as they come as far as fishing goes. That was definitely not an easy day, but a lot of fun, and it was definitely a grind. But good times for sure.
You know, that sand bass stuff's been getting tougher and tougher every year. Thursday, I was on them good. They're moving around a lot. But, you know, tournament day, it's tough. I've done real well over the years. Thursday was just tough. But I did win some cool stuff in the raffle and won a trip up, 5 days trip up to Mammoth and stuff. So I want to give a big shout out to San Diego Anglers, top notch tournament. Getting in and out of the water, everything. You know, the food, the raffle, the camaraderie, everything was top notch. I don't even catch all the spotties from the yards sand bass right now or stuff.
You know, one thing that the San Diego Anglers does is they kind of readjust that tournament every year based on how the fishing is and what it done. And this year they went from a 5-fish limit because fishing in the bay has been tougher. I think it has a lot to do with that warmer water. I think that fish just isn't, you know, I think a lot of that fish that migrates in and out of the bay just isn't in there, whether it's up to the coast or it's down to Mexico or whatever it may be. And sensing that the fishing wasn't as good the last couple of years, they dropped the 5-fish limit down to a 3-fish limit. I know there were a lot more limits weighed in, a lot more. The field stayed very competitive, and you were never out of it. You know, if you just had one fish
or
two fish.
One fish right now.
Yeah, one fish. I got 4 bites, 3 shorts, 1 keeper. Thursday, I don't know, I have about 10 pounds for 5. But
so the fish are there, so if you want to go fishing with Captain Clowers in the bay or even offshore like we're doing today down in Fort Lauderdale, how do we do that, Al?
Get a hold of me direct at 614-800-FISH. My website, CaptainClowers.com, or hit me off at Let's Talk Hookup.
Very good. All right, Captain Al Clowers, always a great guy to go fishing with. Good luck today on the way out to the Coronado Islands. And, of course, he'll go out to the islands with you, or he'll go right there in the bay, or even freshwater time, too. Captain Clowers, great guy to go fishing with. Thanks, Al. Appreciate the call this morning from the water.
All right, appreciate that. Let's talk to another guy, our good buddy, Sherm's Online, Fifth Avenue Insurance, and more importantly, the councilman that takes very good care of us fishermen. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to say congrats on the fishing tournament yesterday, Rick. Looks like
who won? Did he beat you, Sherm?
Oh, yeah. Al and I worked really hard all day yesterday, and we got a whole bunch of 13-inch fish. You know, that's just the way it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, right. we had a good time, Sherm, for sure, and it was not a no. No need to be bummed on yesterday. It was a tough one for everybody.
But we should throw out big kudos for the Fisherman's Landing tackle victor, and because he wants it to be known that it was Brandon.
Brandon Bruno, as he was named yesterday.
Brandon
at the,
Bruno.
Yeah, we had a as you know, there's a lot of smack talk that goes on at the boys in the shop, and Dean and Brandon were victorious yesterday with a really good finish. It was a tough day, and they had eighth place, so big congrats to those guys. Doug and I were very happy with our day also. Just like, you know, Sherm was saying, it was tough, man. You had to really struggle for your bike. We ended up in 14th place.
And you picked a check up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a nice check and a good day, and we photos at the end. And, you know, so obviously with congratulating the guys to do good, we also have to really rub it in to our good friend and new employee to the shop, Darren, who we have, you know, we call Big Sale Dale, who, you know, again, once you finish beyond 25th place, there's just no way of knowing how poor you really did. So once the results are all compiled, we'll find out how bad Darren actually did.
Oh, here we go.
But I'm sure he's way down the list.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. No, I was just going to mention, for those out there, Scott Sherman, I got to thank you, Scott. He has stepped up countless times. I have no city councilman or politician at all that steps up more for sport fishing. When we were facing a potential complete bluefin tuna closure, Scott helped rally with us to get enough support to go up to the council meeting to change that. So, Scott, you're stellar, and we appreciate it.
That's for sure, Scott.
No, dude, it's easy what I do. I mean, the amount of work that Ken and his organization put in behind the scenes that nobody ever sees. You know, we see the end result and we grumble and we moan, but we often forget that without Ken and what they were doing and his group were doing, the outcome would have been a lot worse. So, I mean, kudos to you, Ken, and what you do every day for sport fishing. I mean, I jump in when the call comes, but you're out there fighting the fight in the trenches every day, and just the fishing community should give you a big round of applause, buddy.
Yeah, it's mutual, sir.
Indeed. Well, Scott, sorry you have to shave your head, or is that what the bet was, or take it off the dinner
no,
or something
see,
like that?
Let's be clear about this. Scott and Al and Doug being, you know, not well off in the hair thing, we're always wanting to throw that shaved head thing around. I had to try and hold off on that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. Indeed.
Hey, Scott. If it makes you feel better, Rick, I'll shave my head tomorrow for you.
Yeah, you'd be the only loser
in
that game.
Trust me, I had to fight really hard for that. But
indeed.
Trust me, it's a weekly thing for me, guys.
Yeah. All right, Scott.
Great
well,
time,
thanks
Scott.
For all you do, Scott. And better luck next year in the tournament.
We'll get him again. We'll keep it rolling.
Yeah, like being a Chargers fan, you know, buddy. There's always next year.
There is, absolutely.
See you,
thanks, Scott.
Scott.
Appreciate the call this morning. Let's head down to the surf. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson, what's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen, that sounds like fun, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
so
man,
much
you
fun.
Should come out here.
You guys are brutal. That's the way it ought to be. Hey, we had a good week of fishing here. That Cabazon bite, I mean, that is one of the best things going, and it's really quality fish. We'll start up there in Santa Barbara. Hook, line, sinker reported excellent week of Cabazon fishing. One angler scored 5 legal Cabazon. 21.5-inch fish was the big fish. That's probably 4 to 5 pound fish. It's
big cab,
beautiful Cabazon. And that was off Goleta Beach, and you know, you're looking for the rocky areas, rocky sand, kelp, that kind of mixture. He also had 5 perch to 16 inches in the mix, all on the strip squid, and that was all at Goleta Beach. East Beach was also a good bet there for perch to 2 pounds, real good perch fico. And there's also been, along with those cabs, a mix of grass, rockfish, chocolates, Johnny bass, just really good inside fishing up there. Wiley's reported 5th Street in Oxnard is a hot spot for perch. Easy limits on 2-inch gulp sandworms and camo. That's been the bait up there. All the fish were over a pound, with the big fish pushing 2 pounds. La Piedra there, another rocky, kind of kelpy area, kicking out a nice mix of Cabazon and calico bass. Big fish in Seal Beach reported the best bet there was a halibut bite off Bolsa Chica Inlet. Smelt, anchovy pattern, hard jerk baits doing the trick for those guys. Lots of smelt in the water. Up and down the coast, lots of smelt in the water. smelt pattern and live smelt was the best bet for halibut this week. Anglers fishing the live smelt at river jetties, finding legal fish there. Hogan's reported an 18-inch corbina, middle of January, taken north of the San Clemente Pier on a lugworm. I'd stick with those exotic baits, but there's still plenty of corbina being seen in the water. There's been halibut bite off San Onofre, area from Cottons to Trails, kicking out lots of shorts with plenty of kickers in the mix there. Slow roll crocodiles, Castmaster's been working well, fished over the sand patches. Finally, Pacific Coast reported good action at the Carlsbad Lagoon, and we talked about this last week when they start dredging, and they said the bite went off. Yellowfin, spotfin, corbina, sand bass, spotted bay bass, all reported taken in the lagoon. Three legal halibut reported in the lagoon this week with a 34-inch, 15-pound fish taken on a live smelt was the big fish of the week. So, heck, man.
Nice.
That might
nice.
Be a good, worth going and looking at. That,
yeah,
man.
No kidding. Great job, Gundy. As usual, lots of good surf fishing going on, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, great show. Have right. fun listening.
Thanks, Gundy. All right, let's head on up to Dana Wharf, talk to the Northern Yellowtail Master himself, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. How's that fishing up at Dana Wharf?
Good. Man, just the water up here has just been amazing, and that fish has been all over the place. You know, that really good stretch of water from, like, Salt Creek all the way down through that Box Canyon area that we've been fishing. We've seen some good schools of that fish pretty much throughout that whole little stretch of water. Some days are definitely better than others. You know, the last few days between, like, angler air, boat pressure, and being eaten alive by the sea lions, you know. We've managed to keep some fish in the counts for sure. You know, we've had some real good chances at fish, and, you know, one day we're able to put it together pretty good with who we have on the boat, and other days been a little bit tougher. So it's been good and consistent. You know, we're seeing the fish, which is, of course, you know, a major part of that battle, and it's good grade. Still like that 17 to 25-pound fish. Bait been working good. Bait worked a little bit better for our guys yesterday, you know, with that offshore blowing pretty good. You can imagine, you know, that heavy drop relief getting to the fish a little bit faster than some of those heavier jigs. The Salus 6X, 7X heavy, and, you know, your standard colors. Scrambled egg worked real good. The green and yellow was real hot this week. Saw quite a few fish caught on that. And then on the half day scene, that clean water with the beautiful anchovy that we have in our receivers here, that calico bass fish is still pretty darn good for January. So that's kind of where we're at Dana Wharf. If you guys want to hop on a boat, we definitely, at least on the three-quarter day stuff, certainly reservations are the way to go. You can call the office, 949-496-5794. Get in that way. You can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And if you want to save a few bucks on one of those local trips, half day or three-quarter day, you can link us right through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage.
Right on the right front over. Page. Their banner there, the Dana Wharf banner is right there. You get the code and you save a lot of money going three-quarter or half-day fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Have
Thanks,
a good
Willie.
Show. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, we got a little bonus to the report. Captain Roy Rose of the Royal Polaris is on the line. What's up, Roy?
Hey, good morning, Rick. How you doing out there?
We're doing really good, Roy. Just want to know what's going on in the RP.
Everything's going good here. We're getting a nice freshwater rinse since about 3 o'clock this morning, but hasn't slowed the fishing down. We have 19 fish for the morning. The biggest ones, we got a 261, Richard Keeley, personal best.
All right.
Gary Newman, first time on a long trip. He got a 250 and another personal best. And then we got another guy, Jim Tallarico, we got a 223. And then there's a couple of 185s and then down to 120 pounds.
Wow. That's a heck of a morning.
That's slow fishing for Roy.
Yeah, it's been a great morning here. And on the way down, we had a nice, we spent a day and a half at the rocks. We picked up 125 nice wahoo there, so we're good on those.
He's rolling.
These yellowfin, see what happens here.
Unbelievable.
What a trip. This is your first morning?
Yeah, this first morning. We got a, this is like a Noah's Ark run. It's an 18-day trip. So we're
going to
be here a while.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, Roy, tell Rich congratulations for me. Rich, a good buddy and a good friend of the tackle store, and a 260. That's awesome. Please tell him I said congratulations.
I will. I don't know. He got it on a skipjack, too. He got it on a skipjack, and he got it on an old XH with a 30. It was a horrible ordeal. Because he had a nice 770 that he bought from you guys. And I go, well, you need to upgrade your stuff. He goes, oh, I got a nice one right over here. And I go, what are you doing with this thing?
Oh, boy. Roy Rose, that's really great. Roy Polaris. And, Roy, I'm guessing you're still going to be fishing next weekend,
yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll be back. Hopefully I have another report for you.
All right, Roger, yeah. Appreciate that report from the Royal Polaris. And any spots available to go long-range fishing after that report? Time to go, right?
No doubt.
Well, you know what? You can call and check in the office there. The phone number is 619-226-8030. Get a hold of Monica there, Christine, or Rhonda, and find out if there's any spots available.
Awesome. Gotta love it, man.
Great, Roy.
Thanks, Roy. Appreciate the report. Again, wish I was there, right?
No doubt, dude.
Unbelievable.
No doubt.
Thanks a lot from the Royal Polaris there.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, lots of great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call me up. The Rancho Leonero. Here's John Ireland.
You know, it's interesting because the ranch has probably a higher percentage than most of the hotels of guests that don't fish. And it's nice on the beach. We've got the beautiful reef right in front of the hotel that you can dive on. And that swimming pool is right there hanging over the water. And it's a very popular spot as well. And the kids tend to bunch up and the wives tend to get to be friends. And what's happened over the years is a lot of families met down at the ranch and got to be friends and planned their vacation so they come down at the same time. We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. So we're proud of that, and we're going to hang on to that image. We're going to be around for the next couple decades at least. At Rancho Leonero, we don't want to be bigger. We want to be better. We keep it simple, old Baja style. Rancho Leonero, we get a lot of guests that come back two or three times a year. RanchoLeonero.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Come to your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman for the latest in guns, the hottest fishing products, and the best shooting gear. With 17 Southern California locations, including two in San Diego County, Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Every week, you can check out fantastic specials on fishing, hunting, and shooting gear by logging on to their website at turners.com. Or better yet, stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Don't miss the 2014 San Diego Sunroad Boat Show at the Sunroad Resort Marina today. If you're a boater, don't miss this once-a-year event. We have the brands you love, boating seminars, and water displays of more than 130 new and pre-cruise sail and power boats. The family can enjoy free boat rides, music, food, and ample parking. It's a great time to enjoy a day on the bay. Don't forget to ask about great show specials on slips at Sunroad Marina. For more information and discounts, visit BigBayBoatShow.com. That's BigBayBoatShow.com.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.